Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This morning, we're conducting a public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything and your answers will remain confidential. First of all, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. And give me 1 second, please. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote. It's a survey.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46? Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the ground track?
No, I do not think they're going in the right direction.
Okay, so somewhat in the ground track, is that correct? Hello?
I don't think that's what I said, but yeah, somewhat in the right
direction. Yeah, I just have two options, right direction or ground track. Which one shall I record for you?
Wrong direction.
Thank you. And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November, and please indicate how you will vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trail Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $1 million in the first year, $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote no.
And would you say you are definitely voting no or probably?
Probably.
And since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, we will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Now, indeed, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
And definitely or probably no?
Probably.
Thank you. And now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
And as mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowners about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have four options, okay? The first one is, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintaining existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowners about $70 per year. The second one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintaining existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. And the last two, I'm fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or the last one, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
I oppose it.
Okay, that's the last one. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important issue, protecting water quality and water supply, reducing traffic and congestion, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, controlling growth and development, improving local roads and infrastructure, or the last three, making housing more affordable, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, or improving public education and local schools?
I support lowering costs.
Okay. Yeah. Dealing with inflation, driving the cost of things like groceries and gas. And you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate it as well, okay? Just three. The first one, your city or township government. How would you rate them? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
It's somewhat favorable.
And the last one, Grand Traverse County Government.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. And now, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this dollar wisely? Definitely trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
Probably do not trust.
Okay. And now, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. The first one, to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space. I strongly approve that, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Somewhat approve.
To promote local economic development.
Somewhat disapprove.
To promote recreational opportunities. Strongly approve, somewhat approve.
Somewhat disapprove. I've not been happy with the things I've seen that they've come up with.
Okay. The next one, to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Somewhat approved.
Okay. To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Somewhat approved.
To plan and construct new trails.
Neutral.
Okay. To protect open space for residential and commercial development.
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
I guess because I'm really unhappy with how they use it for the Cherry Festival, somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat, okay. And to promote health and wellness?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat, sorry?
Somewhat.
And the last one, to maintain existing trails?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. Well, we're 50% now. Thank you so much for your time. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained? The first one or the second one?
Second.
And you will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely to support this proposal, less likely, or if it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. The first one, the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Much more likely, somewhat more.
Approved.
But much more likely to support this proposal, or somewhat more?
If most of the money is coming from federal and state grants, I would be much more likely to support it.
Okay. And the last three, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Neutral.
Okay. And the last two, there will be full public disclosure of all project spending. Much more, somewhat more.
Second, so somewhat disapproval.
Okay. And the last one, a citizens oversight committee will be established by residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less.
Somewhat less.
Thank you. And now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please again indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. And again, if it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. The first one, this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do. Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all?
Not too convincing.
The next one, Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. That was very convincing, somewhat or not too convincing, or not at all.
Not convincing.
Okay. Trails already generate millions of dollars from Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Not convincing.
Not at all or not too convincing?
Not convincing.
Not too convincing. And the next one? This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife, habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Not convincing.
Very convincing. Not too convincing or not at all?
Not convincing.
Okay. This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat, okay. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Not convincing. Not
at all? Or somewhat?
Not at all.
Okay. The next one. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Not convincing.
The next one, in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Convincing.
Somewhat or very convincing?
Somewhat.
Okay. And the last three, this proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Somewhat convincing.
Broadman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Not convincing. I think there's enough access.
Okay. And the last one. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County Trail Network free from motorized vehicles so that residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concern about motorcycles nearby.
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat convincing, thank you. And now taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No, because the residents of Grand Traverse County have been lied to too many times about things like this.
Okay. But will you say, like, are you... Are you definitely voting or probably voting no?
Probably no.
And now, this is basically the last part where 85%, again, thank you so much for your time and your patience. Now you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And again, please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all. As a reason to vote no against this proposal. The first one, there are more important things we spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. This is very convincing reasons to vote no, somewhat not so convincing, or not at all.
Very convincing.
This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting waste on their pet projects.
Very convincing.
With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
That's somewhat convincing.
This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayer foot the bill.
Very convincing.
And the last three, this proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Very convincing.
This proposal will bring more tourism to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
I guess not convincing, because I think we have enough tourism already.
And there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individual companies and philanthropies should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Not convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Not convincing.
Okay. And one final time. One final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Probably no.
Okay, probably, right? And now you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
That we've heard good things before that turned out to be lies.
Okay. I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I need to write everything verbatim.
We've heard things that sounded positive before, but they were never fulfilled and turned out to be lies.
Okay.
And the money disappeared and no one said where.
Okay. Just let me document your answer. And now,
are we done?
No. Sorry. These last few questions before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This is really short. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads: shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy, or repair and improvement of streets, roads, highway, and bridges within Grand Traverse County? If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no? Definitely
no.
Or probably?
Probably. I will tell you why. Hopefully this will get back to them. We had a millage in our neighborhood forced down our throats to fix the roads because the Grand Traverse County wouldn't fix them in spite of the fact we pay gas and millage for the road condition. They spend all their money on the west side of the county.
Yeah.
I do not approve. It makes me mad. So, no, I wouldn't vote anything to approve it.
Thank you so much for your opinion. And now the last few questions. I'm now going to ask you the last few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes. Just to be sure we have a representative sample, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
That's private. That's nobody's business but mine.
And can you please tell us with which political party are you affiliated, Democrat, Republican, or Independent? Or some other political party? And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Moderate.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have complete?
I have a bachelor's degree.
And do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
We own it.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household, yes or no?
We do not.
And what is your main racial background? Asian American, African American? Thank you.
White.
And okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thank you for your help. Have
thank
a great
you.
Day.
I hope some of those opinions wake people up. Thank you very much. Yeah. Goodbye.
Thank you for your opinion. Bye.